This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Hoffman Show right here on the Team 980. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. It's the Youngest in Charge movement. Linnell Willingham sitting with you till 7 o'clock. Joining us right now on the guest hotline is one of my absolute favorites covering the Washington Commanders, my pal Mark Bullock, who you can follow on the old X app at Mark Bullock NFL. And make sure you check out his Substack at markbullock.substack.com for plenty of inside information and some of the best film breakdowns you will get in the area on the Washington Commanders. Mark, I appreciate you giving us some time, my man.
Of course, anytime.
So obviously the big hot button item right now surrounding the Washington Commanders is the offensive struggles we've seen here in the past 2 weeks. Mark, when you look at the Pittsburgh game and the Philadelphia game, what have you seen from this offense, and how much do you think the short week impacted the group versus Philadelphia?
Yeah, I think that short week was a big factor in it, especially, you know, added on the lack of the bye week being everyone else seems to be rested, and Washington seems to be pretty beat up right now, especially up front. So I think that played a big factor into it. I think there's obviously been this narrative about Kingsbury and his offense traditionally falling off, and I just feel like that couldn't be less of the case. I think it's just a case of they're quite beat up, and they put 27 points up on the Steelers, and the Steelers going into that game were averaging 16 points a game defensively, so it's. They put up a good amount of points without playing fantastically. And we just saw this past week, the Ravens, who were the leading scoring team in the NFL, they couldn't put up more than 20. So I think Washington are doing fine. The Eagles just caught them on a short week and played well. You have to give credit to Philadelphia. They have a good defense. So I think it's more circumstantial than anything else.
I agree with you 100%. I think, as you mentioned, I think Washington hadn't seen a defense like Pittsburgh. And as you mentioned, they did not struggle to move the football. A lot of self-inflicted wounds, I would describe it as, in terms of why that offense wasn't able to move the football the way that we're accustomed to seeing against Pittsburgh. And then Philadelphia, like you said, I attribute it a lot to the short week. And then some of the matchups up front, that Philadelphia pass rush is playing really well right now. And they did a really good job of disguising coverage at the snap and dropping guys, and only rushing four. When you look at what they struggle with against Philadelphia, pressure obviously is one thing. What have you seen from this Commanders offense in these pressure situations the last 2 weeks in particular? And then as a whole, what have you seen from Jaden in those pressure situations?
Yeah, I think it's been quite interesting to see the two different approaches, really, that the Steelers and the Eagles had to it. The Steelers played a bunch of man coverage, and the way they like to go about things naturally is blitz five or more and play man coverage behind it, whereas Philly play that Fangio quarters coverage, match coverage stuff where they just rush the front four and drop the rest into coverage, and they play some really solid zone and match concepts. So it was interesting to see those two defenses play quite differently, but still get some success either way. I think the thing that I took away from it was the offensive line. Not to say that they're bad, but they're not as good as perhaps what we had seen from the first few weeks. I think the Steelers game really showed that. I think early in that game, they recognized Pittsburgh were going to play a bunch of man coverage. And so Kingsbury wanted to try to get as many receivers out into routes to create those one-on-one matchups as possible. But they quickly figured out that the offensive line weren't going to handle going five on five. They needed that chip help that they've had the whole season. So that meant that you would have to keep a running back into chip, and then he'd not be able to run a proper route. And sometimes you'd have to keep a receiver or a tight end into chip as well. And again, that's limiting the number of routes you have. So And that helped the Steelers have some success against them. Philly kind of had a good amount of success just because they have some real good guys up front. You know, their offensive tackles, Washington's offensive tackles were banged up going into the game. I think all three of the guys that can start were listed as questionable. And so they quite clearly needed the help. Brandon Coleman certainly needed that help on that left side against Josh Sweat. Once they got him some chip help, he did pretty well. But again, it kind of limits the amount of guys you can have going out into proper routes. And when Philly, you are dropping seven into coverage, and you're limited to three or four receivers running proper routes, then suddenly you're limited in what you can do offensively. And if they're bracketing Terry McLaurin and taking him out of the game, then that really limits kind of what you can do. So I think that was kind of the takeaway, is that the offensive line, while it's played really well this year, it does require some help on the edge, and they're not ready to block one-on-one across the board. Yeah. If teams rush five, which most offensive lines in the league can't. But I think that was kind of the takeaway.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Because you saw them go up against this Giants front twice, and they were the NFL's league leader in sacks, yet you know, this offense was able to scheme things up to where, as you mentioned, not putting as many guys out into the route, leaving extra guys in the chip. It's something that, you know, while it benefits the offense from a protection standpoint, it hinders them as well. As you mentioned, it limits the amount of guys you can send out into the route. Against Philly in particular, you saw the rush plan kind of being mimicked in terms of their ability to keep Jaden Daniels within the pocket. We've seen that a lot the last 2 weeks. I guess the way I want to put this, Mark, is does Washington have enough around Jaden Daniels to support him if teams force him to play from within the pocket with the regularity that they have the last 2 weeks?
I think you would ideally like another weapon or two. I think they've gotten a hell of a lot out of the guys that they have.
Yes,
I think Noah Brown's come in and done really well. I think Zach Ertz, for what he is at this point in his career, is doing really well. But I think you could quite easily see in a year's time, this offense looks pretty different with another number two receiver opposite Terry and a new top tight end to be giving Jaden that option over the middle, and maybe even a new running back out of the backfield to give him another option. I think they've really squeezed the juice out of this offense that they can get, and they're doing a really good job with it, the guys that are in there, but they are somewhat limited. So, yeah, I do think they would like to get another weapon or two in that system, but it is still the first year of the rebuild. And I think for the most part, the guys are doing pretty well, and the scheme's doing pretty well to give them options. And, yeah, the defenses they're playing against are trying to keep Jaden in the pocket, but he's perfectly capable of winning from the pocket
for sure. Mark, is he needs more help, I would say, to win from the pocket consistently. The one thing that the Philadelphia did was be able to generate pressure with rushing four, and they're dropping seven into coverage, and normally he's had that extra hitch to be able to hold the football a little bit longer for things to develop. Against Philly, you didn't really see that. So that's kind of my question here. Do you think, yes, he could do it, like he has the talent and the ability, but there are things that he can't control that will impact their ability to just have a straight drop back passing game?
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. I do think he kind of missed a few opportunities. Mm-hmm. The thing that we've seen the offense do so well at the start of the season was being incredibly efficient, and Jaden was getting the ball out on time and finding receivers and taking what was being given to him. And in this game, he didn't do that quite so well. And whether that's, you know, the pressure up front was getting to him a little bit more, or maybe it was the short week and the lack of preparation, or perhaps it was the rib injury, and if that was playing into it at all. Because we saw him miss a few options, like there was that deep over to Noah Brown that everyone has seen where he short hopped it. That was wide open. There was a couple, there was a scramble in the early, I think it was a second or third drive on third and four, backed up near their own end zone, where he looked to scramble himself, and if he had just dumped it off, Austin Ekeler was there for an easy first down. So there was options in this game for him to get the ball out underneath. And there were things that he has taken really well this year, especially going into this game. So it was kind of uncharacteristic to see him miss those opportunities to take what the defense was giving him and keep the chains moving. So I hesitate to say that they need to give him a ton more, because I think he has missed a few opportunities. But you know, it would make it a lot easier if you have another top receiver or a tight end that can pick up some more yards after the catch than Zach Ertz can at this point in his career.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. You mentioned the efficiency. I believe the number is 8 for 26 on third down over the past 2 weeks. Big, big part of their efficiency and their success on third down, in my opinion, Mark, has been what Brian Robinson and this running game have brought to the table. When I look at the Philadelphia game, it's 3.9 yards a pop on 16 attempts. How do you feel like Kliff has done in terms of his patience with the running game against some of these stiffer defenses that they've played?
I don't think it's been too bad. I think you would like to see him press on it a little bit more. But a lot of what they get to in the running game are often RPOs, where it's packaged in with a passing option, so that it's trying to give, when they do hand it off, it's a premier look you're handing off into, whether it's, you know, Jaden having the option to keep it himself, or whether it's a bubble screen on the outside. You're trying to take defenders out of the box and give yourself a favorable look to run into. And if the defense just so happens to play the run more than the bubble screen on the outside, then suddenly you're going to be throwing those screens a lot more, and you're not going to be handing the ball off as much. So that's been the way they've typically looked to get those premier running looks against good rushing defenses. And as I say, sometimes it's just the case that the defense decides to play the run and force you to throw those screens and hope that they can rally to those screens and get those short gains rather than giving up 20 or 30 yards on a bubble screen. So generally I've been quite impressed with the run game. I think Kliff has done a pretty good job with it, and the scheme, they have implemented a lot of stuff, and they disguise it really well. And just about any offensive lineman at any time can pull. They pull, obviously, the guards, they pull the tackles, they even pull the center at times. And so they do a really good job, generally speaking, of confusing the defensive line of which guy's actually going to block him on any given play. And that helps when it comes to transitioning into the passing game, because if you run a play action, then you get a defensive end wondering, okay, am I being read by Jaden Daniels on a read option? Am I getting a guard pulling from the other side to block me? Am I getting a tight end trying to chip me? And suddenly they're stopping and thinking rather than rushing. So I think that all plays into it. But to go back to your original question, yeah, you could say maybe lean on the run a little bit more. And I think situationally, you know, when you start trailing a game, you start thinking, okay, we need to pass to catch up. And maybe when you're only down by one score, as they were for a part of that Eagles game, they could have leaned on the run a little bit more. But, you know, that just comes with from playing in those situations and feeling the feel of the game. You kind of start pressing a little bit more. So you could maybe critique them for not leaning on that a little bit more.
One thing I think we could definitely agree on, it's for sure a huge part of what they want to do offensively. It sets the tone for them. And I also think it's helped out the offensive linemen in pass blocking, you know, in turn. The ability to get out and fire off and hit people makes it a little bit easier when you're dropping back and pass protect. That is part one of my conversation with Commanders film guru Mark Bullock, one of my absolute favorites to talk with. I haven't had many opportunities to talk with Mark because, well, he stays in Britain, and the time difference here to there, a little different. So anytime I get the opportunity to catch up with Mark, I make it happen. A ton to take away from that conversation, including one of the questions that I asked him about Jaden Daniels And whether or not this team has enough to support him as a drop back passer, if that is the way that Washington is going to be forced to play, we will discuss that. And I'll ask this question. Washington's offense, 8 of 26 on third down the past 2 weeks. Run game hasn't really been much of a factor, and the rhythm in the passing game has been non-existent. There's a multitude of different reasons for that. Which position group needs to step up in order for this Commanders offense to get back to their unstoppable ways? I'll tell you what I think next. This is the Team 980.